This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush is back in the United States after a top-secret whirlwind visit to Baghdad International Airport. The surprise visit from the commander-in-chief was a morale boost for weary troops in Iraq and a media coup for a White House seeking to restore public confidence in the management of the post-war conflict. Iraqis were equally surprised by the visit, but many were skeptical that it would do anything to improve their living conditions. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Baghdad.
U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer looked around the turkey and ham-laden mess hall at a military base by the airport. He coyly asked who was the most senior official in the room, cueing the commander-in-chief to step from the wings to the surprised roar of the troops.
Is there anybody back there who's more senior than us?
The first American president to visit Iraq said he was just looking for a warm meal, but while he served turkey to the soldiers, he didn't eat with them. He offered a much-needed pep talk to troops that have seen scores of their colleagues killed in the past month. The president drew cheers with his more defiant lines, as when he said the American military would never retreat before what he called a band of thugs and assassins. The president also said he had a message for the Iraqi people.
You have an opportunity to seize the moment and rebuild your great country based on human dignity and freedom. The regime of Saddam Hussein is gone forever.
Mr. Bush greeted a few members of the Iraqi Governing Council during his 2.5-hour visit. He said he was confident of success, not only because of the overpowering military might at his disposal, but because of the Iraqis themselves.
Because you, the Iraqi people, will show the world that you're not only courageous, but that you can govern yourself wisely and justly.
On a quiet Friday morning, as the president landed back in the United States, there were few cars on the streets of Baghdad. Propane vendor Ahmad Sahab banged on the metal canisters in the back of his donkey cart to attract buyers. He said the Bush visit was even more of a surprise for Iraqis because the electricity was off again last night, so only those with generators could get the news.
I don't know why was his reason of to Iraq, but all I want to have better life than now or before, so I don't care that he visits or not visits.
Bakery owner Hussein Nasrallah wonders if President Bush was here to deliver instructions on a new plan to capture Saddam Hussein. But he sees little hope for a better life in the short term.
Because all the promises that they have gave us, we haven't seen anything. Saddam Hussein regime was bad, now is worse. So I think it's to the worse in future, near future.
A number of Iraqis said it was fine with them if the president wanted to cheer up his troops, but they worry that the visit could provoke the insurgents to stage more attacks like the ones that have claimed so many Iraqi lives recently. Restaurant manager Mustafa Abu Fat says he wishes President Bush had improved the situation in Iraq by now so that he could fly in without all the secrecy and fear of being shot at.
If they have seen any improvement in their country after this long months, I think they will respect the visiting of George Bush here in Iraq more, but there is no electricity, there is no stability, and we have no, you know, gas. These all problems make people that they don't trust to this president, especially because he had promised us a lot.
President Bush is still promising a lot, a peaceful, secure, and democratic Iraq. But many people here feel that yesterday's covert presidential visit will have more impact back in the United States than on the ground in Iraq. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.